Verse 11, more than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. In Jesus' name only. Everybody else without Jesus needs help. You need to help anybody you know without Jesus. God's already working on them, but what is he doing through you? We'll figure it out. God, give us wisdom to know what that is that you're doing through us in the lives of the other people, trusting that you're working in them. And all these years we've known them, they've said, no, 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 I'm fine, no. And they might, on this coming Thursday, react like a fella last Thursday. God, how are you working in the lives of people who have always said no until they say yes? God, how are you working in the things that are bad and wrong and no good until they work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purposes? Where is on the other side of whatever we face the good that God is doing? Look at verse 12 in Romans chapter 5. Therefore, because we've received this reconciliation, therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin. Read that. Look at that. Sin came into the world and death through sin. Was there death before sin? Sin came into the world and death through sin. And so death spread to all men because all sinned. I learned something recently. I don't know if it's as true as true can be, like absolute fact true, but I learned recently that the use of the word man as distinct from woman in terms of sexual identity, right? The use of this word man wasn't always considered to only mean the masculine. That in fact, for a lot of history in the English language, that the word man would have been understood by everyone in the room to mean humanity. That Adam, the man, and that mankind and humanity and people, the way that we use those words now, that the understanding of that word man would have meant that to everyone in the room. Is that interesting? And that over time, it's kind of like this, you know, line drawn. And so now that when a minister says spread to all men because all sinned, is like this in the back of your head, that includes women, you know, and women who are part of church already know that that includes them. But there's like this obligatory extra double, please don't feel left out. There was a chauvinistic culture that I think the church might have been known for a good long period of time, where women were not given enough respect. And we hope, I'm a post-feminist era man who's grown up with respect for women and sharing a lot of the stuff. And it's not for mine to give to share, it's just that we both are here on equal ground before the cross. All of that to say, did you think it was a man when the sin entered and you were happy it was a dude? Right? Does anywhere in the Bible is Eve accused of the sin that caused the fall of man? She's not. God calls Adam to answer for it. Just as in Adam, all die. It's a strange thing. We're in it together, and there's no lesser part. And it's not good for the man to be alone. There must be a woman beside him. He needs help. And the people who are here without their other half miss them. And we all love God, who has a plan and a reason and a purpose for the things that he did. And death entered the world through sin. And death spread to all because all sinned. And look at verse 13. It's like in a parenthesis there. I don't know if in your Bible you get a dash after sinned, right? For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Sin is not reckoned where there is no law. Sin is not imputed where there is no law. So here's a story. I'll tell you a story. We once went to Spain, to that island over there called Mallorca, right? And so two days ago, in the mail, I got a letter. It was such a lovely letter. Hi, Mr. Fraser. We noticed that you visited Spain. We hope you had a wonderful time when you were here. By the way, you went down a road nobody's supposed to drive down, and we clocked you. We got a picture of it. We would like you, if you don't mind, to pay the fine for driving where you're not supposed to be driving, right? So we have counted your traffic infraction. Now, I'll tell you what, I didn't know that I had done it. I just drove around and I was like, I can't believe there's such good parking and such low traffic here near the cathedral. This is amazing. Boy, they're just loose and chill here in Spain. How wonderful. And we got the first parking spot, didn't we? The very first parking spot. And I looked up and there was a parking thing, but it was closed, so it didn't say don't park here. It was just a big gray circle. Right, we got a ticket for that too, right? Because there's the little tiny square, low, 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 on the pole that says in Spanish, Dave Fraser, don't park here, right? But I didn't see that. Okay, so we came back to the car, and the car had a ticket on the windshield, and I went, they find me everywhere I go. I was once in charge of parking regulation in one shopping center when I was the lowest of the low guy on the lowest rung of all ladders, and I had to mark cars that stayed in a shopping center parking lot over 3 hours, you know, when you'd like park and ride and go to work and leave your car in the Tesco parking lot or something. They put an end to that now with cameras, but I used to be the guy. But ever since then, ever since having to mete out justice, I have in my life found no quarter whatsoever for any traffic infraction I could ever stumble upon. I get all the tickets. I have to obey all the laws. I feel that God said, if by the measure that you have measured, you will be measured. Dave Fraser will get every ticket that is possible to get. And so I got that ticket. And I drove down the wrong road. So not only did I get that ticket, but now in the post, I got the other ticket. So that was a very expensive visit. We thought it was wonderful that we got in and didn't have to pay to see the cathedral, but we're paying for it. What's the point of that? Long story. Reckoning. Reckoning. There's stuff going on even if you don't know it. There's stuff going on even if you don't know it. If you park where you're not supposed to park, you'll get a ticket. If you drive where you're not supposed to drive, apparently these days they're very good at giving you tickets. By the way, the EU has passed a new legislation which came into effect in 2017. You cannot blow off your tickets in other countries. They can now come to you and find you and send you a bit of mail. Good news for some, not for me. So, sin is not counted where there is no law, but it's still there. It's just not counted. Sin is not reckoned where it hasn't been measured to tell you, oh, you crossed that line, but it's still there. And then look what it says in verse 14, yet death reigned from Adam to Moses. Do you understand what that means? Death reigned from the first sin until the giving of the law. I'll do this. The first sin to the giving of the law. From Adam until Moses. Ten Commandments, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, the law. So you measure the do not kill by the law that says do not kill. But when Cain killed Abel, we know it was wrong, don't we? Even though it hadn't been written down yet. So from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam. So what was the transgression of Adam like? Oh, he knew. Don't eat that fruit. Did Eve know? Someone told Eve. It's not clear who told her, if it was Adam or if God told her and she didn't listen, right? Or if Adam told her and not clearly. Do not eat, God told Adam. Eve, when asked, said, we mustn't eat it. We must not even touch it. Do you remember these from Genesis chapter 3? Even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who knew and disobeyed, who was a type of the one who was to come. Adam, a man, a type of the one who was to come. So, all of this. People still died as a result of the fall. whether we know, like Adam, or are tricked, like Eve perhaps, or other people's sins, from Adam who sinned to Moses, the bringer of the law, who also died from sin. Sin still counts whether you know that there is a law or not, the scripture is telling us. Drinking poison still kills you even if you don't understand the chemistry. Is that fair?